In our first reading, we have the account of Abraham being willing to sacrifice and ready to sacrifice his own beloved son. What an immense sacrifice he was told to, by God to make this sacrifice of his son on Mount Moriah, and he had to walk 3 days to do it. Imagine those 3 days of sorrow before he had to sacrifice his son. Of course, Isaac is an image of Jesus, who had to carry the wood on his back, and then he placed the wood on the altar, and then Abraham put Isaac on the wood and had to tie him up. But the church fathers say that Isaac willingly laid there and willingly allowed himself to be tied up and willingly allowed himself to be sacrificed as well. So he was part of that sacrifice. Of course, this is an image of God the Father offering his eternal Son to for the world, as an image of Jesus offering himself as well, Our Lady too, offering Jesus for mankind, for the salvation of mankind, and offering the sacrifice of Jesus to the Father, out of love for the Father. So this sort of value of sacrifice, the power of sacrifice, God blessed Abraham abundantly, immensely. He was so pleased with his willingness to sacrifice. Of course, Our Lady and the sacrifice of Jesus grants abundant blessings for the world. The power of sacrifice is more powerful even than just prayer. Remember when the apostles couldn't expel the demons from the man, when the apostles were up on the mountain and Jesus transfigured himself, and after that the man brought his son who was possessed. The apostles weren't able to expel the demon, and Jesus said it's because you need to pray and fasting, prayer and fasting. Fasting, a kind of sacrifice that gives power to our prayer, sort of turbocharges our prayer to make sacrifices. If we're willing to sacrifice, then we can obtain the answer to our prayers and in ways that we wouldn't otherwise. The power of sacrifice, the value of sacrifice, we needs to be reintroduced into our spirituality, into our society. It is because of a lack of sacrifice that we don't have so many vocations today. Lack of sacrifice on the part of men and women, lack of sacrifice on the part of parents and people. We don't want to sacrifice, we don't want to give to God, and then we don't get blessings. We don't receive rewards. The sacrifice of ourselves for others, a sacrifice for God. We need to value sacrifice, and because God rewards it, and because it pleases God so much. And this is a sign of our love for God, a sign of our love for our neighbor, that we're willing to sacrifice ourselves, the things that we like, the things that we desire, offer them up to God, and obtain immense blessings for the world and for ourselves.